Our lesson for today is taken from 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, beginning with verse 16. And St. Paul writes by inspiration, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words." These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. O Lord, have mercy upon us. You may be seated. How can anyone go through this without the gospel? Many pastors have heard that at the bedsides of people who are in the hospital, sometimes people who are facing death. How can anybody go through this without the gospel, without the knowledge of Christ? I bet I've had that said to me hundreds of times in the years that I served as a parish pastor. I don't hear it quite as much on this campus, maybe, because of the youth here. As you get a little bit older in life, you start to realize how much more death impacts you and how much more you'll begin to think about it and so on. Every little doctor's visit that you have, maybe little thoughts start running through your mind and so on. How can anybody go through this? How can anybody go through this life without the gospel? With Christ, with the wonderful hope of the resurrection that we have in him, we can look at death in a completely different way. We've been focusing on that this week. We don't have to think of it as some great end. We don't think of it as the thing that will eternally separate us from everyone. But instead, through Christ, we can, as Paul says earlier in this same letter, we can sorrow in a way, we can mourn in a way that's different than the way the world has to mourn when it looks at death. This beautiful doctrine of the resurrection that sometimes I'll have to admit I just take for granted after a while is just such an amazing and wonderful thing. It's not just some theoretical thing that goes into our textbooks. It's not just some mystical, psychological, pretend theoretical thing that helps us kind of get through the day. But it's real. It is true. It is based and rooted in the historical fact of our Lord Jesus' own resurrection. I remember years ago we had someone that came to speak on our campus here who was a historian about the first century. And I remember he said something kind of striking. His name was Paul Meyer. He said something kind of striking. He said, "Even if you don't want to believe in the Bible, and even if you don't want to believe that Christ was the Son of God, from all other historical sources, you have to acknowledge, even things outside of the Bible, even written by non-Christians, you have to acknowledge that there was a man named Jesus Christ who died on a cross by crucifixion, and 3 days later, whose tomb was empty. You have to at least admit that much." We, of course, who have been blessed to know the knowledge of God through the revealed word of his scriptures, know what that empty grave means for us. It means that our Lord has truly come back to life from the dead, and that means great things for all of us. That's why St. Paul says, "Therefore, comfort one another with these words." And that's what the Holy Christian Church does. That's really what we do every time we come in here to chapel. We comfort ourselves as we look ahead to our own funerals. We have comfort in that, knowing that because of what our Lord has done for us and by faith how we possess that we too someday are going to get to rise out of our graves. The Holy Christian Church has the one final answer to what would seem to be such a final problem for us in death. The resurrection of Christ makes this life worth living. It makes whatever vocation you choose to pursue from this point forward in your life, as long as it is a God-pleasing one, it makes that worthwhile. It makes the family that you may someday be blessed to have all more significant and more important. It puts a foundation to your whole life. And it's why God has connected all of the sacraments and all the acts of the church back to our Lord's resurrection as you look at them in Scripture. In just a few moments, we're going to sing what's sometimes been called the fourth great creed of the church, the Te Deum, an ancient, ancient hymn. And we join with all the saints of Christ who have loved him and have loved his resurrection and appreciated that for all the centuries. We join with them when we sing in that. And as you sing it, I want you today to notice again how much of it is tied back to the resurrection. Singing to Christ when you had overcome the sharpness of death, you opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. This doctrine is so essential because, as St. Paul told the Corinthians, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you're still in your sins. And so you can understand why the devil would want to attack it so much, why he would want to discredit this beautiful teaching of the resurrection of Christ so much, why he would even try to infiltrate inside of the church to deteriorate the belief in this precious doctrine, because he knows if he can get that away from us, he's going to send us back to hopelessness. He's going to take us back to emptiness and making this life meaningless. But this wonderful truth that the church has always confessed is why the apostles went from being terrified to be recognized with Christ on Good Friday to being bold enough to go out and nearly all of them die a martyr's death for preaching this same Christ. What an amazing gift faith is. That tiny little thing inside of us that the Holy Spirit has worked to cause us to grab onto Jesus and say, I need him. I need him to forgive my sins. I need him so I can get out of my grave someday. That little thing that the world ridicules and rips on and makes us feel so foolish about having and possessing and caring about. And yet, what a powerful thing that precious little gift of faith is in our hearts. With that, we can declare with all the saints, I shall not die, but live and declare the praises of the Lord.